Well, look, guys, now I was just thinking. If a lot of us got together, we've got a really good case that we are being duped by false advertising. Now, we all know that femmes go on their social pages and put something fake on there to make their persona look great. Maybe they're standing outside a sports car that isn't theirs. You know, it's all sort of lies and deceit. And maybe when you first meet them, they try to pretend they're all sort of shy and coy and just a nice person, when really they're an evil bitch. And all the things they're telling how great they are and wonderful they are, and that's being pushed by the media, they just aren't, are they? No, with femmes, it doesn't definitely do what it says on the tin. It's like buying a car, but the car doesn't run. All the things they say they're great and good at, they aren't. Just because you're not going to admit you made a mistake doesn't mean you didn't make one. And of course, we all get false advertised in small ways. Look at McDonald's. Take a look at the pictures on McDonald's. A nice, juicy burger, thick. And when you get it, it looks like it's been run over by a truck. But femmes are lying about who they are all the time, mentally and physically. You see a femme with reasonable-sized breasts, but they're not hers. They're implants. What are you supposed to do? Go over and say, have you got implants or not? You see a femme in a fairly nice bikini. Lovely tanned femme. But what you don't know, it'll all wash off in the shower. They're supposed to be caring and loving. I haven't met one yet. You meet a femme who's you think is fairly attractive, wearing a bit too much makeup, but she's got nice hair. You have a few drinks and end up back at your place, and it gets a bit physical, sexually. And her lovely hair all comes off. In your hand. It's a goddamn wig. With all the videos about and everything, I think we've got a damn good case here, guys. And we can drag the media in on it too, because they're helping to push the false advertising. Of course, we'd have to have a really good lawyer. And that's going to probably cost a bit, but I'll check around. I'll let you know. You take it easy.